Praise God. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about sound the alarm. Sound the alarm. And usually when you hear an alarm, and there's certain alarms that go off, it sends out a high alert. And, you know, when you hear certain alarms, it's a heads up. In other words, there's a warning that something big is about to happen and need to make us aware of. The sound is recognized and gets the attention of everyone who hears it. So tonight, I am going to talk about the sounding the alarm, and there are three parts of this that I want to talk about tonight, talking about sounding the alarm. And it's something that we all could do. Praise God. And this may turn out to be a series, because I can't say it all in one session here, but we want to alert you. Sound the alarm. And the first topic we're going to talk about, sound the alarm about the name of the Lord. Praise God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Mm-hmm. And the righteous, the Bible says, runneth into it. They run into it and they find safety. Let's look at this. A strong tower was a central place in ancient cities back in the day, where people could run to when they were facing danger, and then they would find safety and protection. But aren't we blessed tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can go to him, we can run to him, hallelujah, we can run to him, and his name is that strong tower that we have fear and during scary times, but that we can run to him. The Bible says the righteous run, they run right into it, hallelujah. And it is the name of the Lord that is that strong tower, that where we place our safety, it's a place of safety. We can find assurance. We can find peace. We can find joy. We're talking about the name of the Lord. Sound the alarm. When you know about the name of the Lord, you can sound the alarm right there, even in a supermarket. I don't mean blow a trumpet. I don't mean that. But I mean that you can sound the alarm, as when you walk in, your presence makes a difference. An alarm goes off because the light of the Lord is shining, or should shine through you. Amen, somebody. You can sound the alarm just by saying, what a wonderful day this is, because it's a good day to be alive. Yes, sound the alarm, talking about the name of the Lord. See, the name of the Lord is a biblical expression for the whole character of God. The name of the Lord refers to God's person and his character, God's holiness. My God. See, we know that in the name of the Lord, there is power. There's power in the name of the Lord, my God, that is above every other name. At the name of the Lord, we can continue to dwell in that secret place. I told you it's that strong tower or that secret place, the Bible says, of the Most High. If we dwell there, that we can abide under the shadow or the protection or the safety of the Almighty. See, I'm going to declare. We're just declaring things tonight. I want to declare what the Word is saying. I'm here to build your faith tonight, to encourage you, and to stand on the powerful name of the Lord. Encouragement. We're going to declare what the Scripture says. Because, see, when we begin to declare what the Word says, we walk in victory. We stand in hope in God, because there is no higher name than the name of Jesus. That name is powerful. It's over and above every other name. See, and the Scripture also tells us, neither is there salvation in any other name, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I'm making declarations tonight. I'm sounding the law about the salvation in the name of God. God. There's peace in the name of God. There's victory in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord makes the demons tremble. The demons tremble at the very presence and the name of the Lord, because his name is above every other name. There's no comparison. There's no name before him. There'll be no name greater after him. We're talking about sound the alarm. The name of the Lord. We're walking in Jesus' name. See, the word tells us everything that we do, we need to do it in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Everything, I mean, we, plans that we get ready to do, and what we get up in the morning, I'm getting up in the name of Jesus. Even though maybe you don't have to have everything that you need, maybe you have pain today. Maybe you don't feel like you're saved. Maybe you woke up with a headache. Well, no matter what it is, but when we get up in the name of the Lord, when we know that the name of God is powerful and is strong, hallelujah, that we can make it. We can stand because we do it in the name of Jesus. When we abide in him, I'm declaring something to you all tonight, and you abide in him and his word abides in you, you could ask. You could ask whatever you will, and the scripture says, it shall be done. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of the things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that he is Lord. Oh, yeah, we see a lot of things on the news and so forth, and people are saying a lot of things, what they're not going to do and how that's going to be trouble if they don't get their way. Hey, we don't have to worry about any of that, because the scripture says, I'm declaring the name of the Lord. At the name of the Lord, every knee, every single knee is going to bow. See, now, in other words, the Lord will be exalted in the earth. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah to that. Praise God. Sound the alarm. I'm sounding the alarm, talking about the power that's in the name of the Lord. So why do we need to walk around in distress? Why do we need to walk around troubled and heavy laden when the Lord says, cast your cares upon me because I care for you? Oh, I know I'm encouraging somebody tonight. I'm sounding the alarm, and you can do the same thing. Even if you have to speak to yourself, and speak to yourself in the name of Jesus and say what thus saith the Lord. Say what the Lord says about the situation. Say that God says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. At the name of the Lord, being that strong tower. Now let's talk about God is in control. Yes, I'm sounding the alarm. I'm letting you all know that God is in control. In Psalms 46 and 10, he said to us, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. Be still means simply to stop striving, stop fighting, stop leaning to your own understanding. Stop trying to worry about how you're going to make it, how you're going to make ends meet. Stop struggling with the situation and give it over to God. Be still and know, he says, know that I am God. And when you know that he is God, you can sound the alarm. Sound the alarm so that no matter what comes, what goes, who's listening, even the enemy can hear you say, oh, no, I know in whom I believe. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says, no, just know this, that I am God. And when you know that God is in charge, you know that he's in control. See, no matter what the situation looks like, what it seems like, oh, I'm preaching to somebody tonight. I know I'm preaching to myself, but I'm preaching to somebody else on this line tonight. I'm sounding the alarm, and this alarm is proclaiming the goodness of the Lord, proclaiming victory, proclaiming that we are courageous in God, proclaiming that we are victorious. Amen. Somebody say, I'm victorious in the name of the Lord. So therefore, be still and know that I am God. He says, I will be exalted. I'll be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth. In other words, the alarm is sounding. And we can see that the times are growing closer. It's growing near. We are living in the end times. The alarm, we have sound the alarm. We are the sounding pad, that God is depending on us as kingdom women, kingdom men, kingdom people of God. We are his sound, his mouthpiece. We are that mouthpiece. You don't need to be in a pulpit per se. You don't need to be in a regular, in a church, a building to sound the alarm. Sound the alarm. Let somebody know that Jesus saves, that Jesus is good, and he is good all the time. Sound the alarm. My God, the Lord is depending upon us to stand firm and proclaim the goodness of God. Hasn't God been good to you? You may say, well, I don't know how to sound the alarm. Yes, you do. Did he wake you up this morning? Don't you have food to eat? Is there clothes on your back? Didn't he make a way? You don't have to think back too far. Just think of how good he is. Even when we're riding down the road, we don't know where there's danger, but God has the angels that has already dispatched, that surrounds us and to keep us covering us. I already told you the name of the Lord. He is that strong tower. He is that safety place that the righteous run right straight into him, that we can come boldly before the Lord and we can find grace for whatever it is that we have need of. Somebody needs to say amen. Say amen to that. God is in control. We're sounding the alarm that we don't have to fear. He says, fear not, for I am with you. Don't be not dismayed, for I am your God. He has to be personal. You got to know this. You got to know that you know that you know. He says, I will strengthen you. I'm sounding the alarm tonight. I'm telling you that this word says, I will help you. The scripture says that God will uphold you with his righteous right hand. Isaiah 41 and 10. If you want to read and study on that. Psalm 23, 2 and 3. We know this so well. See, God is in control. He knows. He knows when it gets to be too much. He said that he will not allow you to go through more than you're able to bear, that he would make a way and escape. Amen, somebody. So he says, he will make me to lie down in green pastures. David had been through a whole lot, but God will give you rest. There is a place of rest. Hallelujah. But we talked about last night in dry, a season of dry places, but it's time to come out of that season and time to enter in to the rest of the Lord. And he says that he will make you to lie down in green pastures. He will lead you beside the still waters. Calm time. There's time that he will give you peace, that he will break away from the rough waters and give you peace that you will enjoy, that you will smile again, even in sad situations, even those that are bereaved and their hearts are heavy, when it seems like all hope is gone, then came Jesus. So he will give you that rest, and then he knows how to restore your soul. He knows how to lead you in the path of righteousness. Why? For his name's sake. That's his name. Powerful in the name of Jesus. So no matter how many men boast about who they are and what's going to happen and how they're going to take over and whatever, we don't have to worry about that, because the Bible says the lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. Say amen to that. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. sounding the alarm. That's what I'm doing tonight. I am letting us know that God is still in control. I'm letting you know the name of the Lord is our strong tower. He is our protection. He is our shield. And one more thing I'm going to let you know before we get off the line tonight. One more, because this is going to probably be a series of where I'm going to continue to sound the alarm. Hallelujah. To when you point that when you lie down at night, that you will feel the power of the Holy Spirit, that the sounding of the Word of God will just abide with you. It'll be deep down within you so that when you need to pull it out, when you need it, it's there. Because why? Because you heard that word, and then you're able to sound that alarm and share it with somebody else. Hallelujah. Also, healing is the children's bread. That's in Matthew 15:22. So to speak, where the Syrophoenician woman, when she came to Jesus, this is before he had gone and to the cross, but she said to him, you know, I need you. I need you to come and heal my daughter. My daughter is sick, grievously sick, with a devil vexed in her spirit. But Jesus answered her and said to her, woman, it's not meat. It's not time to give the children's bread to the dogs, even though she was called, in a sense, a dog. But she had great faith. She didn't disagree with him. She said, yeah, Lord, that's the truth. But even so, the dogs receive the crumbs from the master's table. Hallelujah. But I'm here to sound the alarm to all that are listening under the sound of my voice that we are no longer outcasts. We're no longer dogs. We are the sons of God. Right now, the scripture says, now are we the sons and we the daughters of God. So therefore, that means that healing belongs to us because we are his children. The Bible says that he has called us to be a peculiar people and a royal priesthood. We can come boldly before the throne of grace. We need healing. Healing belongs to us. Healing is what I want to sound the alarm with tonight. Hallelujah. And just to let you know, remind you that the Bible says that Jesus, in his own self, he bare the sins in his own body on the tree that we, that means you and I, being dead to sins, that we should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Sound the alarm. By his stripes, I was healed. By his stripes, I am healed. And then Isaiah 53:5 says, but he was wounded for our transgression. Can I sound the alarm tonight? Oh, my God. And he was bruised for our iniquities. Hallelujah. And then the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. I'm sounding the alarm. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm sounding the alarm about the healing. So when you feel that look like all hope is gone, seem like the doctor don't have the answer, you tried the different medications and so forth, but try Jesus. I'm sounding the alarm that by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. And that we should bless the Lord at all times. And forget not all his benefits. And Psalms 103:2-4, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. What does he do? Because he forgives all thy iniquities. Am I sounding this alarm tonight? And then he heals all of thy diseases. My God. In John, he says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul shall prosper. And another thing I want to sound the alarm about the healing, so the Bible tells us that a merry heart, it do good like a medicine. Oh, yes. But a broken spirit dries up the bones. So when you, that God has done great things for you, that you ought to talk about it. Sound that alarm. Let somebody else know. You know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And, you know, people are over, that the Bible says we overcome by the word of testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Sound the alarm. Let people know that God is good, and he's good all the time. I had time enough tonight to sound the alarm about the name of the Lord being our strong tower. The righteous can run into it and they're saved. I had time tonight to minister on that God is in control right now, not will be, but he's already in control. He's, in other words, he's got this. We don't have to fight the battle. God has it. He has a situation. We don't have to worry about fighting the enemy. We just need to just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Let God fight our battle. He said vengeance belongs to him. I'm proclaiming the word tonight, and that healing is the children's bread. That's all good. Amen, amen. Glory to God. I just thank God that we had this opportunity. You know, we can hear the word of God. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, I had this opportunity tonight to sound the alarm. And that's what God is looking for each one of us to do in your way as he leads you. Sound the alarm. Just don't hold everything in for yourself and share this word with somebody else. He is depending on us. Hallelujah. You don't have to go far to sound the alarm. A smile on your face will sound the alarm, because somebody is going to even look at that smile and they're going to see, ask, well, what are you happy about? You have opportunities to sound the alarm. Praise God. Amen. So I thank God for this time that we had together. Let us pray. Our Holy Father, we praise you. We glorify you tonight that we were able to sound the alarm. We had opportunity to minister your word tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for your name is a strong tower. There's no other name, God, that we know that's greater than you, your name, God. We thank you, God, because of your sake, we are saved tonight. We are delivered tonight. We are set free because of the powerful name of Jesus, the shed blood of Jesus. Jesus, thank you for dying for us. Thank you, Lord, because you so loved us. You forgave us, God, and you gave your best. You gave your best, your only son, that we can have life. And thank God we can have life more abundantly. Now, Father, on this line, this prayer line tonight, Father, you know each and every one. God, you know, God, their situation. You know whatever we're standing in need of. Some need healing tonight, Father. God, we proclaim tonight, we sounded the alarm that healing belongs to the children. Thank you, Lord, that you made us. You made us so that we can come boldly before the throne of grace and that we can ask for whatever we need, Father. We thank you, Lord, that we're no longer outcasts. We're no longer dogs, but we can come freely, God, to your throne, God. We can receive all that we need, God. We can come and dine at the master's table. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the bread of heaven feed us tonight, that we'll want no more, God. Feed us, God, to the point that our cup will run over, God. We'll run over. It will spill over in you, God, that we will be filled up with joy, unspeakable joy in the Holy Ghost. Fill our cup tonight, God, in Jesus' name, God. Everyone that's on the line tonight, remember them in a special way, their home, their household, their loved ones, God, even on their job, God, even among their co-workers, God, let them be able and give them the boldness to sound the alarm, God, to be that witness, to be a bold witness for you, God. For you said, God, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus. Hallelujah. For it is the power of God unto salvation to those that believe. And we believe in you. We know what your word says. We're standing on your unfailing word, God. We're believing in your unfailing love tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that keeps us in peace, God, that keeps us with our mind stayed on you, God. God, that keeps us, Lord, within a level of joy, God, that we would go stronger in you, Lord. You told us to be strong in you and in the power of your might. So, God, we proclaim that. We are proclaiming your word tonight. We proclaim that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We proclaim it, God, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. God, we're proclaiming, God, that all of our needs are met by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, that everything is supplied by his riches and glory. Hallelujah, we bless you tonight. God, we open up to you, God, that we would strengthen us, strengthen everyone under the sound of my voice, meet every single need, lift up hung down heads, God, encourage tonight. We thank you for your word, because your word, God, it has been a lamp unto our feet, and it is a light unto our pathway. We are proclaiming, we're sounding the alarm, God. We thank you, Lord. God, we pray for our children, God, that you will continue to bless them, God, even in their school, God. Keep that, Lord, let the angels guard over them, God. Protect them on the school bus, God, in the name of Jesus. Protect our teachers, Lord, in Jesus' name, God. We're standing on your promises, God, and we are thanking you, God, because we know there's no failure in your word. Hallelujah. We bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. We are continuing. We look to the hills tonight from which comes our help. We know that all of our help, God, it comes from you. Whatever there's a need, Lord, whatever the people on this line, the listeners on this line, whatever they have need of, we call it done. We call it so that you will work it out, God. It's already worked out. You've already provided, God. And we know that if everything is going to be all right. Those that lack strength, God, you know, God, that even in our weakness, you said we will make my strength is made strong, God. Hallelujah. And because of the name of the Lord, we bless you tonight. Hallelujah. We look to you, God. You're the author and the finisher of our faith. And for that, Father, we praise you. We glorify you. We thank you, God, for this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, for those that call in faithfully every single week. We thank you, Lord, that God, that your word is not going to go out and come back to you void, but it will accomplish all that you intended for it to accomplish, all that you purpose it, all that you, to whom you send out your word to, God, it's already accomplished. And we take it by faith, and we believe it so. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Glory to God. And I've unmuted the line, so this is your time where you can praise God. This is your time where you can sound the alarm. Hallelujah. That's right. This is your time when you give God the praise. Amen. Just take a minute. Amen. People on this line, I want you to sound the alarm. Give God the praise. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, give God the praise. He is so worthy. He is so worthy. I'm telling you, God is worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. It's the highest praise. We bless him. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your safety. We thank you for your strong tower tonight. We praise you, Lord, because you're in control. And we thank you and we glorify you, God, for our healing. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God. We proclaim it and we take it in the name of Jesus. Well, our time has come and gone, but yes, I heard somebody say, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Can somebody say, yes, Lord, one more time?
Yes,
yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes to your will. And yes, hallelujah. It is so because God says it's so. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Well, amen. And again, I want to say thank you to all of you that have called in tonight. And I pray that you will continue to be blessed. And that if you want, you can always go on the PBC website and you can actually tune into any of the messages that I minister, any of the messages that Pastor ministers. You can always see it's ours for the reaching and for the taking. It's available to us. So in other words, we can feast anytime. But we praise God for you and your faithfulness. And we want to say to you all, be encouraged, be blessed, and keep on looking up. Bless somebody else. Sound the alarm. God is dependent on you. Amen. Sound the alarm. Amen. So until next week, be blessed. We love you. Pastor loves you. I love you. And Jesus loves you more. And with that, I'm going to say good night. Amen. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Oh, great. It's the finale. It's the finale.